You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Galim. So we see an interesting point that all of a sudden, Am Yisrael, they came up with a new patent to have Parcham, to have the Galim.
Hashem told them?
Until then, there was no the Galim?
No. Hashem? What does it say Hashem told
them?
Moshe told them? Yeah? You have kosher chumash?
Why needs to be separate with their own flag in the separate places?
No, it's designated who should be north, south, east, west.
The same places.
They don't need, flags. There was no need for this.
They know what identity.
Well, not really, because Yehuda, Shimon, like today, like you see a Taimani, you know he's a Taimani. Why?
He looks like Taimani.
No, he has like a very long peot.
Okay.
So he has like the big, white gown and so on. You know, like let's say you see a Moroccan, you know he's a Moroccan. Can you tell he's a Moroccan?
He has a knife.
No, you see me, he's screaming, so you know he's a Moroccan. So now here, there's a very beautiful midrash, and it's brought at the time that Matan Torah took place, the angels came. The angels came, and the angels, they were holding flags. So Am Yisrael, they notice the angels, they having flags. So they said, we like to have the same thing. We want to have the same thing.
Jealousy? They were jealous.
Yeah, they were jealous that they want to have the same flags as angels.
But angel flag is not the physical. How do they
same design or different design?
They're angel.
So they had flags. They have flags.
No, but only angels could see the angel flag.
No, because they received such a prophecy, they were able to see through seven ends of Shammai, as we say, the pasuk that is brought, Ata Horeta Ladat. This is a pasuk in the Torah, that you made it revealed to us. So now here... Yes, yes. And you see in Shir HaShirim, it's approved that Hashem says, V'diglo alay ahava. Hashem says, I love these flags. In Shir HaShirim, it says, V'diglo alay ahava.
How did it look?
I'm sorry?
How did it look?
The flags? The flags, every tribe had his own sign. Because Dan was Nachash. Yehuda was Aryeh. Binyamin was wolf. So everyone had this. But the point about it here is, what's so special about us, the Galim. So now, here, the Midrash brings a very interesting point, and that is, that the angels, what does it mean? They have flags. So, in Shamayim, we have different angels. They're not, as good as the angels in Los Angeles, but we have different angels for what, let's say, whatever angels you have in Shammai?
The one give bracha.
I know, but what the task they have? What's the task?
They sing to Hashem.
They sing, what else?
Death, to say amen.
What else?
The little death.
What else?
The messengers.
I know, but whatever angels. We have angels for rain, let's say.
Yes.
Angel for rain.
For anything,
yes. We have Malach Gabriel. Yeah, you have Malach Michael. We have Malach, Raphael. So we have all these angels that they have different tasks.
Okay.
So now here, Am Yisrael, they notice that all these angels, that they have different missions, they have flags. But here, as we say in the morning in Tefillah, we're notim chavot ze la ze. One says, you go first. He said, no, you have to go first. He said, no, you go first. He said, no, I cannot go first, you have to go first. He said, wow, what a respect they give to one another. Some say, they said, you want the same thing, you want the same flag. They said, the angels, they have these special flags, and they have different tasks. But still they give respect to one another. We like to have the same type of mentality that is angels there. So Hashem says, wow. V'diglo alai ahava. Yeah, and also the Melam Shalom approved this matter. As we say, Mizmor 20, Mizmor Chav, we say, Uvshem Hashem nidgol. Uvshem Hashem nidgol. It's the same root as degel that we say to Ibn Shalom, even though I'm from different kehal, different city, different minhag, but still I respect others. It doesn't matter what my culture is, but still I respect you because you are
Yehudi.
That means even though that your flag looks different from me, but so what? Why? Because all these flags, they are under
one flag.
One flag. That's what such a enjoyment for everyone. Even that somebody comes late, you still love him.
Thank you.
I'm going to teach you some with respect to our dear friend.
So Tarof started from there.
I'm sorry? No. This is not Tarof Durugaki. This is a real Tarof. Real
sincere.
Yeah, it's a very sincere. Yeah, sincere.
Something
to learn. Yeah, we're going to learn with respect and to our dear friend. Going to teach you some carpentry.
Wow.
You ready?
You get sharp, right?
Just imagine you have two pieces of wood, right? Today you want to put them together. What's the options? What options we have to put them together?
Nail.
What else?
Glue.
What else?
Screw.
What is it called?
Tongue.
Yeah, all right.
And but also wire. You can wire it.
Wire it. You can wire it tied together. Just imagine one of the pieces of wood, right, have something came out from it. Like something come out. So you don't have a sandpaper or something to sand it.
Smooth.
To smooth it. So what you're going to do? You have two pieces of wood. One is came out. And you want to put it together. So what you're going
to
do?
They don't stick together. It's just one.
I'm sorry?
You smash one to another.
Smash it? Smash. That's one pattern.
No, you put enough glue around the
tester to
become one level, and then you
put it. Very nice. So I know you don't know carpentry, so I'm going to teach you now. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this wood compared to having two?
Wait. Listen.
You don't tell them. You just put the other side where there are nothing, and then you put.
No, that's tricky way. No. We're not going to see it. So listen carefully. So now, if you have two pieces of wood, the one thing is came out. What you need to do, you have to make a hole to this one, make a hole, and then put this inside of this, and they're going to cling together. You like that? Something like this.
So now,
listen carefully. So now, here the message here is, Kala Gadosh, in life, that's what happens. In our relationship, sometimes you feel somebody that you're dealing with, something came out. You know, you cannot digest it, you cannot understand it. It's so strange. You know, we're going to want to do this. So the solution here is you have to make a hole to yourself. Make a hole, big hole, and then put it together. And then you're going to see. And not only that, actually, let's say you put some glue around whatever that is, bolted out, and you put it together, it's going to last forever. So that means it was good that whatever that he does and he bothers you. Yeah. So Kana Kadosh, don't forget this carpentry lesson for the rest of your life. Whatever that you see is bothersome and it popped out and it, activates you, just make a nice big hole inside of yourself. And that's what exactly the message of the flag is all about. Of the Degadim. Everybody has his own special Degad, but still, they were all under one big flag of Ribono Shel Olam. And that's how you see the unity, the harmony, how they travel, they disturb, what a discipline. It's an unbelievable thing. And you see, they were able to do it because nobody said, my flag has a better color than you. My flag is nicer than you. My flag is much stylish than yours. They all respected each other. Flag. And that's what we need to do. And that's what we have to learn to do, to respect other people's flags. And this kid, she was out of shame. El Shvaruch Hu is like, Yo Tano.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.